Hi everyone, my name is Adenka Michael. Welcome to a new episode of Obscure Thoughts. I know it's been a while. I've missed speaking with you guys. I've missed sharing my thoughts. And yeah, it's just a couple of things happening at the same time. But I'm back right now. I'm back on track. Right, so I've been thinking about something for the past few weeks. And this has been like the summary of sort of like my experience. And I just wanted to share and hope someone somewhere can relate to it. And probably, you know, get some sort of interaction, right? So today I'll be speaking on being African and being confident. Interesting, right? What has your race got to do with your outlook or how confident you are? I mean, you would say that, but I think I have thoughts. There are a couple of things I've experienced in my career, in my life generally, in my interaction with people. And I kind of like thought to share. Right. I've traveled a lot. I've been to a lot of countries, over 15 countries. I know it's over 15. I don't even know the exact number. I've been to a lot of cities, at least a whole lot of cities, double that amount. And I've met a lot of people. And one of the things I've experienced is like, I mean, that's what travel does to you. You get to experience people differently. You get to experience other cultures. You get to see what people are like in different places. People that you don't necessarily have like the background you have, or the upbringing you had. And it is very interesting, right? And also, like, the source of my information, right, is also with the fact that I've worked remotely. I've worked in Europe, I've worked in the US, both remote and on site, and I've worked with different people, different nationality, different race. And to be fair, like, the way we act are different, right? Like, the way an African and the way an Asian see things quite different. The way an average white male or the way a black woman would express herself is quite different, actually. And it's interesting because we also have to like consider some of these differences, you know, professionally. But I'm not here to talk about other people. I'm here to talk about myself. This podcast is not a gossip. So one of the things I've actually learned over time is like being African can surely have an influence on your level of confidence. And it is as sad, as weird as it sounds, but it's the truth, right? And this is coming from someone that is very outspoken. I like to believe I'm very outspoken. I'm very social. I'm not shy. I'm a very shy person. I like to meet people. I am slightly opinionated. Some people say I'm very, but I think I'm opinionated. So coming from me, which means I'm like one of the average bunch of Africans that you see that are loud. I'm not loud in a rude way, but I'm quite confident in myself. But even at that, I noticed that there are cases or there are scenarios where I've been timid professionally. And it ties back to what my upbringing is like. For example, right, I have a team with a lot of people with like years of by the way, I'm an engineer, software engineer to be precise. I have I work in a team with a couple of senior engineers, myself inclusive, and also staff engineers. And the way we bounce off ideas are like, it's like so different. And I feel like sometimes I'm a little bit too cautious when I want to ask someone to review something for me. I'm using please every time. When someone does something, I'm saying thank you a million and one times. It's not necessarily because I'm timid. Sometimes I notice myself to be, you know, overly nice. Not because it's a bad thing. I mean, I'm Christian and, you know, the Bible teaches to be nice, but the truth is your niceness can be a form of trauma or come from trauma pretty much. It's not because you're really the nicest person. It's because of some of the experience you've had, right? You are probably in a meeting. Sometimes I'm in a meeting with somebody and the way people with different background from mine, the way they bounce off their ideas is totally different from mine. Like someone just thinks of something and he says it. For me, before I say something out loud, I have thought about it. I have ruminated on it. I have done everything. I have done the calculation before I say it. I don't say something I'm not sure or 100% on. And while that sounds like a good idea because it stops you from saying stupid things, you also kind of like stops innovation, you know. And one of the things I've also noticed is as a result of the fact that as Africans, we are not encouraged to make mistakes, right? What are the major societies that we have? In Nigeria, in particular, right, you are probably either a Muslim or a Christian, because those are like the major religions, aside like the traditional religion. And our religion does not necessarily, like, for example, the church does not necessarily encourage making mistakes. The other unit that we have is like the family. In your household, you are not necessarily encouraged to make mistakes. And also in schools, for example, I was the class rep for 5 years. And even at that, like, you can't make mistakes. You can't be confident. You can't bounce off ideas. We are kind of like tailored and a little bit wired to pretty much just take instructions, right? We are not tailored to say no. We are not so tailored to just bring up random ideas, just, you know, your thoughts in real time. We are not tailored that way. We are tailored to be a little bit more intentional about some of the things we do. And this kind of like affects the way we... I mean, if you're interacting with Nigerians, it's fine, right? But when you're on the global stage, you realize that this kind of like affects the way you interact with other people because you are a little bit too careful. You are too cautious, you know. It's not necessarily good, right? Because you notice that having the kind of upbringing that we have, being African or being raised in Africa or Nigeria to be precise, sort of takes the confidence out of you. And it's not necessarily great. And I mean, this is what I'm surprising to people listening to this, because I mean, I might be one of the most confident people that you know, but even at that, on the global stage, I don't compete with these guys. You know, someone will start a conversation and he doesn't even know where the conversation will end. Like, oh, sorry, guys, I was just thinking out loud. Like, why even thinking out loud in a meeting? Think about it first before saying it. You know, that's Nigerian in me talking. But the truth is, for someone that does that, he occasionally has more ideas than other people. You know, I was at the independence celebration in Frederick, Maryland, and a doctor in the US is doing very well. He has an amazing career. He has an amazing family. Was talking about some of the experiences he had when he first came in as an immigrant. And he had an issue where he was doing his fellowship as a medical doctor. And he recognized the fact that the challenge he had was not speaking out loud, you know, was not speaking for himself, was not being confident enough. So when people push things to you, instead of you having this natural pushback reaction because you are African or because you're Nigerian, you're not built that way. We're not built that way. We're built to like receive and absorb things. And because of that, even when people say things that are untrue, he just gets to accept it, you know. And I mean, I don't have that experience at that scale, but I have like little pockets of experience where someone says something about me, you know, instead of me to address it, you know, immediately in that meeting, I just decide not to talk about it. Say, I have the conversation with my manager later. The only problem with that is like the people that were there when that happened would not see the aftermath or see the context. You know, you have all of the context, and because you were not built to speak for yourself, it makes it a little difficult, you know. And one of the things I've also noticed, like, the most successful people are people that can say stupid things out loud. E.g. Elon Musk, right? Elon Musk is very successful, probably the most richest man in the world. I'm not so much of a huge fan of everything he does, but like, he's very successful. He's very smart to an extent. I mean, he's very smart, you know, but he says a lot of stupid things. He says a lot of weird things, you know, and that's what like every smart person, I mean, it's basically iteration, right? Like, it's just like science, right? It, you know, hypothesis becomes before it becomes like a fact or before it becomes a truth, you know? So if we are not even naturally built to make mistakes, we are not built to iterate. We are not built to, like, we're not like, you know, brought up to make mistakes, to try things. And this is one of the things I'm being intentional about, right? Like, it's okay to make mistakes, you know. Being confident is not necessarily knowing what you're saying 100%. Being confident is to be able to actually say what you want, being expressive. You know, you are not, to start with, one of the things we need to understand is a baseline, you're not an idiot. You're a very smart person. So if you're a very smart person, at least 70% of the things you say will make sense. You know, if you have that baseline, then it's easier for you to trust yourself more. You know, in school, even our educational system does not really encourage making mistakes. That you fail an exam or you fail a course, you are repeating the whole year. In the US, you can probably just even register for like summer lessons, right? You don't necessarily have to repeat the whole class. In fact, there's some departments in like Obafemi Awolowo University, then you fail 1 year, you have to leave the whole faculty, say you are in health sciences or something. Like, mistakes are so deadly and they have like huge repercussions for us. because of like our upbringing, because of the struggle, because of our educational system, we don't have the luxury or privilege that an average Westerner does have, you know. I've also noticed that Indians are actually very much competitive, and this is also because of their background, right? Like there's, you have a country with a huge population and everyone is struggling to make it, right? Like you have, the odds are against you in places like that. You have to be the best of the best. It's literally a game of numbers. And so because of that, things like that pretty much affect your confidence. And even the best of us, they say Nigerians are loud, even the most, you know, the most vocal or whatever the English is of us, still doesn't compete, you know, when it comes to like being confident globally, being able to own what you're doing, being able to say what you think. It's a little bit difficult for us. And this is like, I mean, you might not know that you have this, you might know this is a problem, but I mean, you might not even notice it if you've not had the, if you've not been in a situation where you are with people that are very much outspoken. You'll be like, wow, this is so, 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 so different, right? You know, but for us, we have to second guess everything. We have to ensure that everything is perfect before putting it out there. We're not really built to make, to take risk like that, you know, because for an only, I mean, if someone is broke, say in the States, in America, I mean, his own being broke is, he's sleeping in his car. I'm broke, I'm sleeping in my car. For us, if you're broke, it probably means you're sleeping under the bridge. You know, the stakes are higher, you know, the risks are higher, and the reward is also higher, you know. So it's really, really tricky, and it's something you probably need to pay attention to and try and unlearn. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. Be more confident. You don't have to make sense every time. You know, you don't have to be correct every time, you know. Being African does not stop you from being confident. You can be African and you can be very, very confident. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to my thoughts. I hope this wasn't too boring or painstaking for you. And see you all the time. I mean, if you want to talk about this, you can talk about this. If you want to chat to me about it, my social media handle on Twitter is olamichael_. Same to Instagram. You can literally reply on the podcast and let me know what your thoughts are. Thank you very much for listening. You are amazing. Have an amazing one. Bye.